This key is to the golden chest. You remember? The one that came out of the old ship. Rachel stopped and thought for a moment, and then a smile came across her face. Suddenly, she remembered it. Benji had found the key they'd been looking for ages. The key held the answers to what lie inside the ancient golden chest. "Let's go," Rachel said in excitement as she grabbed Benji's hand and started swimming up towards the rays of the sun. "We don't have much time," Rachel said, swimming faster.
"I know. We have to move quickly."
The two swam quickly up towards the shore, passing other schools of fish swimming around them. As they reached the top of the water, Rachel leaned in and kissed Benji one more time.
"I love you," Benji said in between kisses.
"I love you more," Rachel said back, smiling. "Promise you'll never leave me?"
"I promise," Benji said.
"Say it again," Rachel begged.
"I promise. We'll be together forever. Now let's go find that treasure," Benji said with excitement.
"Okay,"
Rachel said. As they emerged from the water, their mermaid bodies quickly turned back into human bodies with legs and feet. They no longer had their tails, and now they could breathe oxygen. As if this were completely normal, it didn't faze either of them as they skipped together towards the golden chest. The sun quickly went behind the clouds and the sky grew dark, darker than Rachel had ever seen it before. It was almost black, like midnight on Halloween. There was a bright orange streak where the sun had gone behind the clouds that cast an ominous shadow over the land. Rachel became scared and slunk into Benji's arms.
"Don't worry, Rachel. We will be okay. We just have to get to the chest," Benji assured her.
"No, I'm scared. What's happening?" Rachel asked.
"There's no time for questions. Hurry," Benji pleaded.
"There's the chest. I see it over there."
He pointed towards the rocks next to the ocean. The two ran quickly towards the rocks where the golden chest lay on its side. As they approached it, the two looked around to see if anyone was there or if anyone was watching them. They knew they had to move quickly so they didn't get caught.
"Hurry, get the key out," Benji said to Rachel.
Rachel fumbled around and reached into her skirt pocket and pulled out the shiny golden key. Her hands were shaking.